So, Rick, if you would do the honors, please.
All right.
You know what? Everyone says your name wrong. They say Rick Rashid, don't they?
That's right.
And it's Rick Rashid.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Oh, you've corrected it on the show. I love that.
So the funny story there is before 1972, everybody said Rashid.
Why? What happened?
Arab oil embargo.
Oh.
The original Arab oil embargo, 1972. After that, everybody said Rashid because they had all these Arabic names in their head.
Interesting.
And it is an Arabic name, but it's pronounced Rashid.
Good to know.
We got the final answer on the show. That's fantastic.
And you're doing a keynote at PDC, which is what we're going to talk about today. But first, Mike has to do one of his last hard hat challenges.
The last hard hat challenge, I think, before the show. Because we're close to the show now. So let's get this thing on.
Bring it.
I got a couple things this time. This is going to be fun. I was jealous of your cereal show last time.
Apple pie!
So I have brought on some pie.
Oh my goodness. You don't need no forks.
You don't need no forks. The other thing is...
Do you guys do this for a living?
Yeah, for a living. If you can believe it, we do this for a living.
You pay us.
That's right. Somehow you pay us. Right. Oh, we're in the wrong spot. Can we rotate one?
Oh, this is rotate one.
Okay.
I know, this is difficult.
So I'm going to hold up the challenge for our camera to grab it.
We have somebody here.
And looks like we're good on that. So this is the challenge this week. You'll need to take all the clues we've just given you, or maybe not given you. Put all that together in your brain and see if you can figure out what the answer is. As always, the first person who posts the answer to that question in the forum ends up winning one of those internal PDC 2008 t-shirts.
So there we go.
Good luck.
Go at it.
People do anything for a t-shirt.
Isn't it amazing?
The value of a t-shirt is
anything.
Amazing.
I've seen people jump into crowds, you know, to get a t-shirt. You know, it's pretty crazy stuff.
So how many PDCs have you keynoted?
I have no idea. Quite a few.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably at least three or four at this point, yeah.
And we have been hearing a lot of feedback from our customers and partners that yours is one of their favorite keynotes, which is interesting, not because your stuff isn't interesting, but because, oh boy. But because you're not necessarily carrying a lot of heavy news or product announcements in your keynotes.
I think people like some of the stuff that we do because we show off some really cool stuff, right? New cutting edge technology, really cool stuff. You know, we get to play with lots of toys and get to show them off. So that's a lot of fun for everybody.
And I have to say, as a former attendee of the PDC, I always looked forward to the keynote, only because it was inspirational. I mean, that's what it was for me as a geek. Who loves technology and just loves all the toys we invent. Sitting through one of your keynotes was like geek candy. We've used that phrase here before. But it was just so inspirational. I'd just go away from that keynote completely energized.
Right.
Absolutely an aspect.
Well, it's fun for me, too, especially since sometimes I have no idea if the stuff's going to work. You know, you can say, okay, guys, you know, let's try it. You know, we'll see if we can make it work. There's some stuff we're going to be doing this year, I think, that will be very exciting for the attendees. We'll see how it works.
Is there anything that you can give a hint about? A little teaser?
I think people should just be thoughtful about where they're sitting. That's all I can say.
Ooh, I love these little hints. Thoughtful about where they're sitting.
It's better than your hard hat challenge.
It kind of is. I'm going to have to puzzle that one out myself. So this is, by the way, your keynote's the morning of day three.
Right. And for the first time, we're doing something very unique at PDC. We're having an entire section in our big room that's dedicated to MSR. We're going to have a whole exhibit on it.
Right, I think they're going to be showing off some really cool things there, too. So I think people will really be excited about that. Plus, some of the things I'll actually be showing off during my speech will be in the demo room, too. And so people have a chance to see more of it if they want to.
That's great. Actually, I heard that you're making an appearance there after your keynote.
I am? Okay.
Announced here first.
Breaking news.
We wanted to let you know first.
You know, they just point me in the right direction. You know, I do what I'm told.
We also have some research talks. So
yes.
We've taken some of the sessions. And we've given some research talks. We're in the middle of dry runs right now in this very building, and I've watched a few of them. They're fantastic.
Well, we have some great people.
Wow. So what's it like to be in charge of, you know, research and development at Microsoft?
Well, it's just a lot of fun. Actually, I'm only in charge of the research part. Other people do the development part. But, you know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, we've got, you know, Turing Award winners. We've got, you know, Fields medalists, which is like the Nobel Prize of Mathematics. We've got Draper Prize winners. You know, we've got... just an incredible group of people, really incredible young people coming out, you know, PhDs, but also some of the most senior, most seasoned researchers in the world.
What are some of your favorite products that have come out of MSR over the years?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've done a bunch of interesting things. You know, I'm an operating systems guy, and I like programming languages and stuff like that. So I think some of the work we've done in terms of programming proof technology has really been really exciting. We really helped to lead, you know, the world in that particular arena. You know, we've gone from, You know, 10 years ago, people were still struggling with the idea of proving programs, and now we can prove properties of, you know, programs of millions of lines. I mean, that's really exciting, you know, to me. The graphic stuff is always fun. You know, we've been, you know, publishing more work at SIGGRAPH in the last 10 years than any other three organizations in the world. You know, the work that we're doing in, you know, with things, you know, like the technology that led to Microsoft Surface, that was just a lot of fun. You know, Andy Wilson did that work. You know, he was able to, you know, put the first demos together, bring a lot of technology from other groups together, and then that moved over in our product groups. Now they're really getting it out to places. That's a lot of fun for me, too.
Hmm. What's your background?
Well, I'm an operating system researcher. So I was at a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh for 12 years. I developed something called the Mach operating system, which you know, went on to become the basis really for a lot of things. There are a number of versions of Unix that actually were directly based on the version of Mach we developed at CMU. The original project, internal to Microsoft that led to Windows NT, was based on the work I did at CMU. And a lot of people know that the Mac OS is built on top of the Mach operating system. So, you know, basically, I've got you coming and going. Unix, you know, Windows, and Mac. You're pretty much using some code I've written sometime in the last 30 years.
Hmm. And how long have you been at Microsoft?
17 years now.
Wow.
So
that's
great. I've been. I think I may hold the record for the executive who's had the same job for the longest time.
Which is how long? All 17 years?
All 17 years.
Wow.
I started Microsoft
impressive.
Research, and it's still here. So.
Wow. And you have people all over the world, right?
Right. So we've actually got 850 PhD researchers around the world. To put that in perspective, that's like, it's as though over the last 17 years we created a Berkeley Computer Science Department faculty every year for 17 years. You know, we publish more work in computer science than anyone else does right now. We have groups in Redmond, large group in Mountain View in Silicon Valley and San Francisco. We just started a research lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts, but we have a very large group actually in Cambridge, England, right on the campus of the University of Cambridge. We have a big group in Beijing and Bangalore in India. So it's a big group.
Now, some of the stuff I've seen recently that I really like, the Worldwide Telescope research, just the amount of data that's involved and the visualizations that go on there are fantastic. And another one is all the photosynth technologies and all the work that I've seen there, too. It's just, it's inspirational stuff. I mean, it is geek candy for the mind to see all this stuff.
Well, and it is fun to see all these different ideas start to come together. You know, the fact that, you know, we've been able to take, you know, computer vision technology, graphics technology, you know, database technology, integrate all those things together, and then produce products like that that people can really use and take advantage of. That's really fun, you know, and it's you know, having started out, you know, almost 40 years ago now, you know, in computer science and just seeing where we've come during that period of time, it's just super exciting for me.
My dad was visiting recently in Sammamish, where I live, and I literally just took my digital SLR out in the backyard. I'd actually never run for the online version of Photosynth, and I just started shooting shots all over the place. My dad wondered what the heck I was doing. And I went inside, uploaded it to the tool, waited a few minutes, and he was just blown away by the tech. And I was blown away by the technology. It's amazing.
Well, I think it's fun to see sort of where we are now, the fact that you know, you can just take buckets of photos, right, taken by different people, different cameras, different times of the day and whatnot, integrate them all together, and also start to build a 3D model of the world that you took the pictures in. I think that's just really exciting. So
how important is it that Microsoft is innovating like this? I mean, when we're looking at, you know, a bad economy and a really tough budget cuts and things like that, why is it that MSR is a really great investment for Microsoft?
Well, a lot of times, you know, the key thing I think basic research does is it helps to ensure your long-term survival. I mean, you don't really know what technologies you're going to get out. If you've got a great basic research group, it'll produce a variety of interesting technologies. It'll solve problems for you. It'll give you an insight in the future. But the key thing that it does is it helps you change rapidly when change is needed. You know, if there's a new competitor, if there's a new technology, if there's a change in business climate. Mm-hmm. You know, having the reservoir of technologies and smart people lets the company turn on a dime and change. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you think about what Microsoft was like 17 years ago, you know, not a lot of companies from 17 years ago are still here that were Microsoft size. So
what a great ending.
That's the main reason.